This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
I also come to order.
Louisiana's legislature convened in special session last evening with 10 days to deal with the $304 million shortfall. As usual, the governor explained why he called them all in.
We're here tonight because revenue has lagged the forecast upon which the budget was based.
Governor John Bel Edwards' exasperation with a certain group of oppositional House members was evident in his speech.
We're operating under the budget you passed and that I signed into law that started the fiscal year $326 million short of the funding needed to provide the same level of services to the people of Louisiana this year as we did last fiscal year. Until we make the structural budget and tax reforms we all agree we need, our options are limited. When we meet here in April, we will have the opportunity to close the structural budget deficit for good. But unfortunately, we are not there yet. The sun isn't yet shining.
And he urged them to use the rainy day fund for now.
It is counterproductive to constantly criticize and oppose without offering a viable alternative. I will compromise with you. And so I just request that we get to work.
To start, the House will be handling the budget revisions while the Senate starts work on the resolution to utilize $119 million of the Rainy Day Fund.
Do solemnly swear.
And while the House swore in two new members last night, the Senate will also be using this session to potentially remove one of their members as they accepted
a resolution to expel Senator Troy Brown, Louisiana Senate.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.